from stpcatalyst.com.
We're in the Catalyst studio for My Mayor, Episode 4, with candidate Marcille Powers. Welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me back on. I'm excited about today's topic.
So how's life on the campaign trail?
It's going good, pretty good. I'm excited to do a mural this next coming weekend after Mother's Day.
Very nice. So today we're getting to know where you stand on all things science and technology. So if you were to be elected mayor, what are some innovations in science and tech that you would look to explore and or implement?
Well, the reason I'm so excited about this topic is because I'm a technology junkie. In college, I interned at the Institute for Simulating Technology in Orlando. So I have a lot of ideas for technologies and improvements I'd like to include in the city. However, the most important thing is to make sure that we're hearing from every citizen. So that's why the first piece of technology I would like to implement is a survey technology. Google already has a pretty good platform for this. We just need a software engineer to go in and modify it a little bit so we can use people's names and address to make sure that it's one citizen, one vote. And then for every decision coming out of the mayor's office, like the marina and the Tropicana, we know that people were upset about the pier. If they're able to go online and vote, and then we have a tangible record of what people want for the city, then it makes it a lot easier to make decisions from the mayor's office. We are elected to represent the citizens, not force our opinions on them.
That's a really cool idea. It seems like it could be a lot of work. How do you go about deciding which things you put surveys and polls out for, and then how deep do you think you can realistically go into each topic with a survey?
Well, it seems that the issues that need to be voted on are pretty apparent because people on social media are not quiet about them. We know there's a lot of outcry right now about the marina. There was a lot of outcry about the pier and the Tropicana Stadium, whereas some other smaller projects like maybe an affordable apartment unit here or there may not be as interesting for people to go on and vote on.
That's great. So what's another item?
So we know over the next 8 years, the city plans to build over 200,000 low-income apartments or condos. And we have a sewer infrastructure that a lot of the citizens are concerned about. Meanwhile, the city has reassured me that over the past 4 years, they have redone enough piping to handle normal flow. The problem comes when our storm drain runoff goes into the sewer system. However, we're looking at those 200,000 units for low income, plus whatever high income units are already being built and will be built over the next decade. So what I would like to do is to create a design in all of the new buildings that are being built that includes a way to handle that water runoff during storms. So the buildings themselves would be collecting water runoff, and we could make them accessible through balcony gardens, so it would save the tenants money on their water bill while they're able to help with food infrastructure as that becomes a greater and greater need as we continue to grow our population.
That's a really neat idea, very innovative. So when you look at implementing a program like that, obviously there's the collection infrastructure, the things you actually have to build on, put on the buildings to collect the rainwater and distribute it to each of the condominiums, and then the actual boxes and soil and seeds and all that. So, how do you see the city's role or the government's role in making that happen?
Well, our role would more be as an advocate and an encourager to show companies that this is actually going to save you money in the long run to include these on your development designs.
Got it. Cool. Any more?
All right. The next thing I really want to do came from going to the local Stop the Violence meetings on the south side of St. Petersburg. There was a large outcry for things for the youth to do. They feel like the kids are getting in trouble because they don't have enough recreational activities. So at the very least, I would like to install on the south side parks and recs outdoor movie theaters for the kids to go to on the weekends. And another, a more expanded idea that would take, you know, more cost would be adding interactive art installations that the kids can enjoy and play with their friends. We could take bids from local artists, and that would help our artists, and it would also help the kids have something to do.
That sounds fun. What's a must-see movie? What would be the first one you'd play?
It has a curse word in it. I'll just say Bad Blank by Mario Van Peebles. It's a documentary on his father's film, Melvin Van Peebles' film, Sweet, Sweet, Bad. Anyways, it was a film he made as a black man. It was really the first minority-majority crew that made a film. I was a film major, so I have a huge passion for indie films. It was a top-grossing indie film as it became mandatory for all Black Panthers to see. It showed a black man beating up the police at the very end, which is not, like, the best message. But the documentary about the making of the film is that his son made is really empowering, I believe, for independent filmmakers and also independent filmmakers of color.
That's great. And how about one more innovation?
Ooh, one more innovation. Let's see. My biggest innovation and that would set us up as an international city would be putting in a hyperrail monorail station. We know that the mayor of Miami, Francis Schwartz, has been in contact with Elon Musk about creating an underground Hyperloop monorail system there. So if we created our own, I don't believe, as we're all waterlocked, if we would be able to put ours underground, but it would have to be risen above ground. It would give us the ability to quickly get to Miami in a fraction of the time and set us up to have people come from all over the world to St. Petersburg, which would be great for our small businesses. And the air pressure mechanism that the Hyperloop uses would be great for a carbon filtration system I want to put into our sewer system, which would help us as we continue to grow to become a carbon neutral city.
That's great. Very ambitious. And anything that can connect us to Miami, they're doing great things right now. And I think getting some of that love up here via high-speed train would be very cool. Marcile Powers, thanks for joining us in the Catalyst Studio for My Mayor, Episode 4. See you in a couple weeks.
From stpetecatalyst.com.